This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, February 17. The Other Side of Hospitality. Our reading comes from Genesis chapter 18. The Lord appeared to Abraham near the great trees of Mamre while he was sitting at the entrance to his tent in the heat of the day. Abraham looked up and saw three men standing nearby. When he saw them, he hurried from the entrance of his tent to meet them and bowed low to the ground. He said, "If I have found favor in your eyes, my lord, do not pass your servant by. Let a little water be brought, and then you may all wash your feet and rest under this tree. Let me get you something to eat, so you can be refreshed, then go on your way, now that you have come to your servant." "Very well," they answered. "Do as you say." So Abraham hurried into the tent to Sarah. "Quick," he said, "get three seahs of the finest flour and knead it and bake some bread." Then he ran to the herd and selected a choice tender calf and gave it to a servant, who hurried to prepare it. He then brought some curds and milk and the calf that had been prepared and set these before them. While they ate, he stood near them under a tree. Luke 10, verses 5 through 7. When you enter a house, first say, "Peace to this house." Stay there, eating and drinking whatever they give you. We were heading south from Bacolod City in the Philippines, convoying with other vehicles for a church retreat. As we entered Valladolid, I found that our car's brakes weren't working, so we hobbled into a service station near the center of town. "Sure, we can fix it," they said. "Don't worry." But I did worry. I didn't know if I could trust them to do the job well, and I wondered if they might take advantage and overcharge us. After a long wait, the work was done. "How much?" I asked. "Oh, you don't need to pay," they said. But after some negotiation, they let me pay some of the cost. Then we were on our way, and we didn't have brake trouble again. With traditional Filipino hospitality, the service station was very generous to me as a foreigner. I still feel ashamed for my lack of trust. As we cross borders and barriers to share the good news of Jesus, we will often be guests in homes, neighborhoods, and countries other than our own. And being good guests by honoring and trusting our hosts will help to build strong bridges for friendship and sharing the gospel. If you travel to a different land, where perhaps the people have a different culture and religion, consider arranging a homestay with local people. Get to know your hosts, be a good guest, and watch barriers come down. Pray with me. Lord, help us to be good guests and give us wisdom as we seek to love and trust others. In your name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.